Welcome to another episode of Living an Altar Life. This week, I am so excited to be joined by one of my heroes from this year's Swami Shuffle 200, who definitely saved my bacon in the race, Lisa Georges. Lisa, you ready to go for a little run?
I'm ready.
All right. You absolutely kicked butt this year in Swami. Where did that come from?
Thank you. I honestly don't know. I was prepared for it. I think I was really ready. I felt really good going into it. I didn't expect to do as well as I did, but I don't know. Everything just really came together. I shocked myself that I wasn't as tired as I have to rest more than I did. I probably didn't sleep no more than 5 hours the whole time. So, I don't know.
It's fourth overall, second female, 78 hours. Yeah, I mean, you blistered the course.
73.15.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you were right behind Thomas DiStefano.
So Thomas and I were actually with each other for a portion of the return, and come to find out we were apparently near one another the whole entire time. But he and I on the return right before P Island all the way to Bodie, we ran together, and then he went back to his campsite, and then we connected again in Duck and did a portion together again, and then he went to a friend's house to rest. So I guess he came on the beach about 45 minutes after me, but my light went out on the beach and I was struggling a bit trying to get my bearings. And so I didn't even see him. And he told James that he thought he saw me, but he was hallucinating. So he wasn't 100% certain. He couldn't say that he saw me. But yeah, so we were right by one another. I think he finished maybe about 40 minutes before me, maybe.
Okay. So you guys finished like at 9-ish in the morning on Wednesday morning, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you got the
9:15.
You got the Tuesday night storm.
Yes.
Was that while you were on the beach?
Yeah. Well, okay. So the rain was in Duck. So it poured in that area there. And then it stopped and it was lot real bad rain, but the wind was really bad on the beach. It was very, very windy.
Yeah, because I hit that rainstorm on Bass Knight Bridge on Tuesday night at the very top of Bass Knight Bridge, of course. So that was loads of fun. So Lisa, what do you do when you're not out running the outrageous miles?
So I'm mom of five adult children now. They're all 31 to 24.
Wow.
I have three sons and two daughters. I work, I'm an administrative assistant to the director of college and career counseling at the Milton Hershey School in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Cool.
So I work full time and do this crazy running and spend
That's
time
awesome.
With my kiddos.
Hershey, Pennsylvania is my wife's favorite place. If she could live anywhere, it would be in the vats at the Hershey plant.
Well, you guys, if you come up, you definitely have to tell me because I'm in Hershey 5 days a week. My son, my oldest, actually lives in Hershey. He is a manager at Trogs Brewing. And then
his girlfriend
is a manager at a bed and breakfast. So.
Oh, cool. And which son crewed you during Swami's?
So that was, I have my two youngest are twin boys. So that was Noah. He was half of my set. He's the one that crewed me. He crews me at all my races. I couldn't do them without him. He knows his mom better than I know myself when it comes to these events.
He was so funny because my buddy Adam Morrell, I got really sick and he drove down all the way from Virginia Beach because I live in Virginia Beach and drove all the way from Virginia Beach with hot soup and crackers. And so we're sitting in the car and Noah drove up because you were coming back from the lighthouse and we were still heading to the lighthouse. And he told us all about the race. And then I told him we were doing it. He's like, well, my mom is doing awesome and she's going to come close to winning this thing. He was so proud of you. It was so much fun to listen to him. I was like, you know, that's how kids are supposed to be. They're supposed to be proud of what, you know, the crazy things their parents do. So, yeah, that was exciting. Yeah, he's a neat
He
kid.
sure
I
is.
really
Yep.
liked him a
He is a
lot.
neat kid.
And he
Thank
really
you.
had his crewing down pat. I mean, he
Oh,
knew
he
exactly what
does.
he was going to get you when you came in. He knew what you were going to need the next time he saw you. He knew how long you were going to
Yep.
go down for. I mean, he had a system. I was like, this is awesome.
He does. He absolutely does. And in the nighttime, he didn't want to be too far from me, so he would only go like 2 to 3 miles ahead and be right there. And I had my phone on me too, that if I needed him, I could call him. But yeah, he was never more than 2 or 3 miles. Now, when it was lighter, he went further, but in the dark, no, he stayed right there with me.
So did he go all the way up to the beach with you and then drove all the way to Virginia Beach?
Yeah, so he left me in Corolla. He actually walked on the beach with me for a couple of minutes, and then he headed back, and he was so upset with himself because, so I shocked myself, and really, he would normally sleep when I would. Well, I didn't really sleep all that much, and so neither did he. And when he left me in Corolla, he said, I'm going to go back to the start, and then, or the finish, I'm going to go back to the finish, start, whichever, and I'm going to sleep there and wait for you to finish. Well, when he started to drive back, he was getting drowsy, so he pulled off and fell asleep. Well, he fell asleep for 7 hours, and I
Oh my
finished the
gosh.
race, and he wasn't there.
Oh no. Oh my goodness. Oh, God
He
bless
was
him.
so upset.
Yeah, I could
He
imagine.
was so
I could
upset.
imagine. Wow.
I'm like,
So
it's all
how long did
okay.
it take
Yeah,
you to do the beach?
so it took me, let's see, 7 hours.
Oh wow, that's awesome.
About seven
That
till
is
I
awesome.
finished.
Yeah. That's
Yeah, I mean,
really good.
once it got light, so once the sun started coming out, I shocked myself. I was running, and I was like, I got so much energy, and I was flying. But it was during, when it was dark, that beach is something in the dark.
Yeah, that's a good description. I don't think there is
Yes.
a word to describe that beach in the dark because, yeah, it's something else.
No,
So that's
it
crazy.
is.
So
Yes.
where did the running start, Lisa? Have you run your whole life, or
Oh,
where did this
no.
come from?
I always joke that I'm the non-athletic athlete because I hated sports when I was younger, wasn't good at anything, was that kid that always got picked last and never cared for any kind of sports kind of stuff. I got into running when I was 33. I used to go for walks in the morning with my twins when they were little, and then when they stopped wanting to go out with me, they would be climbing out of the buggy. I would go out in the morning by myself while all the kids were still sleeping, and I would walk. And I went through a difficult period in my life where my marriage was falling apart, and the one day had a bad day with their dad. And the next morning when I went out for my walk, I really don't know why. I had on the crappiest of shoes, and I just started running a portion of my walk, and I was like, oh my goodness, that really felt amazing. And then the next morning, I ran a little bit more of that walk. And by day three, I had transitioned my walk into a run. And that was the
Wow.
end of that. And so I would run just as a stress reliever. I didn't compete, didn't want any part of that. I would just go out every morning and do about 5 miles and just loved the way I felt. And it just helped me deal with life in general. Then when I turned 40, I decided, maybe I do. So many people had said, don't you want to race? And I was afraid that it would take the fun out of running for me, but I decided I'd give it a shot. So there was a local 5K right after I had turned 40 in 2009. It was like 15 minutes from my house, and my friend, who has since passed away from brain cancer, said, I'll go ahead and do it with you. So he and I did the 5K, and it was being put on by this woman who was a personal trainer, and she had her info in it. And I had a blast at the race and decided to start working with her and started competing and signed up for all these 5Ks and then went from a 5 to a 10K pretty fast. And then the following spring, I tried my first half marathon, and I remember finishing that half and thinking, how does anybody do 13.1 miles more? I couldn't wrap my brain around that. But then I did a few more halves, and then of course I had to, all right, I think I want to try a marathon. So in September 2011, I did Steamtown, was my first marathon in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and I was hooked on distance. I
Wow.
immediately after that signed up for the next one in 2012, and my second marathon, I qualified for Boston, and I ended up doing eight Bostons.
No way. Are you serious? That's
Yep, I can't
awesome.
believe it myself. Yep, I
Eight
did eight of them.
Bostons. You've run eight Bostons.
I
That's
have,
awesome,
yep.
Lisa. Wow. Wow. I did not know that about you. That's incredible. Wow. So.
I got into the ultras by just, I just kept building up. So then I did my first 50K, then I did 100K, and then I did a 24 hour, and then I just kept going.
That's awesome. So when was what year was your first ultra marathon?
So the first ultra was it was a 50K trail. I want to say it was either 2013 or 14. It was Blues Cruise 50K. And now I had only ever done like rail trail. And so when
Right.
I saw this, I'm thinking, oh, it's a rail trail. Okay, cool. I love that. Oh no, this was a real trail marathon, like or ultra. You were out in the woods. It was a small track. And I'm running like a marathoner, trying to go fast, not picking up my feet, not looking at the ground because you're taught to look straight ahead. And I fell. I fell about three times in the first couple of miles, and nobody was around me. But then the third time I fell, somebody was right behind me, and he said, he told me to get up and walk a little bit. And he said, you can quit if you need to. And that's all he had to say to me. And I'm not going to tell you what I was thinking in my head because it wasn't very nice things, but I definitely was like, you're not talking to a quitter here, man. I am nothing of the sort. So I just figured out how to get through it, and I got through it, and I loved the distance. I just didn't like the trail. So I found road races that were, longer distance, and then I just kept bumping up from there. And my first, well, it wasn't my first 24 hour. It was my second 24 hour that I did in 20, either 15 or 16, D3, Dawn to Dusk to Dawn.
Oh,
That's where I
cool.
got my
Okay.
first 100 miles.
Awesome.
Bill Schultz, who's the race director, co-race director for the Domes, also puts
Yes.
on D3.
Yeah, I keep on
And so,
seeing his little things about it, and I'm like, if I lived up there, I would do that.
oh yeah, I do it every year.
That's awesome. So that
Yeah,
was your
so that's
first
where I got
100K.
my, yep, my first 100 miles in 24 hours. Yep.
That's awesome. And so then, how long after that did you do your first 6 days? And I know
So I
you
haven't done six
haven't
yet.
done the full
I
six
haven't
yet,
done six. No,
but
I
you've
have
done the
not.
dome. So.
I did 48 hours was my first one at the Dome, and then I did 48 hours again, and then last year I did 72 hours. So 72
Okay.
was my, up until Swami, 72 hours. I got 206 miles in the domes last year. I was second female, third finisher overall.
Wow, that's awesome. Wow.
Yeah.
206 miles in 72 hours. That's phenomenal. That's good
Yeah.
distance.
I
So
wanted 200, so.
tell us a little bit about what it's like running in the dome. So kind of start with your first year when you got there. And it's for those who don't know, 6 days in the dome, it's in a hockey arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and it's a 400 meter track. So four times around is that a mile, right? Did I do my math right? I think it is. So four times around is about a mile. And it's climate controlled,
So
so it's 55 degrees, right? So tell us a little bit about your first time.
So I love running on the track because I've done D3 and that's on a track, and I've done other track races as well. So that part I love. So many people say to me, how could you run in circles for all that time? But as you know, being an ultra runner, you're not even paying attention to like what you're just kind of going, and then you're interacting with the other people that are with you, and or you're zoning out. And I don't even pay attention to the fact that I'm going around in circles all that amount of time. It really, I don't even think about it. But the first time that I did it, so I had done a marathon in the domes before. So when I went and did the 48 hours, I was like, okay, this is going to be great. And it's the, you know, weather, you don't have to worry about rain and wind and cold and sun and none of that. So went into it, and I started out really, really strong, but was on that misconception that you're not going to get cold in there. So wrong, completely wrong. I had on shorts and a singlet. Well, my body got cold. I started vomiting, and it took me quite some time, probably a good 20 hours, so I could turn it around. But I did end up turning it around, and I still did well, but I didn't do as well as I wanted, but definitely learned that, you know, it does get cold, and the longer you're in there, the colder it gets. And one of the things that I do now that I've done it three times is definitely want to get outside and see the sun, you know, or see outside. You don't want to stay in there because it does start to get to you, especially your body, you know, getting cold. So okay. When I went back and did it again, the second time, I did it in 22. So I did, the first time I did the domes was in, trying to think, 2019. And then I did it in 22. I went back to do the 48 hours and completely was prepared this time around. And it went fabulous. I was dressed warm the entire time and everything went really well. I ended up with 153 miles in the 48 hours. I was second female, second finisher.
Wow. That's awesome. And so you said you like ducked outside every once in a while?
Definitely so. Yes. I actually, so they have, you could sleep, like you could set up your little area and sleep right off of the track. Uh-huh. They also have upstairs in the domes that you could go up and sleep. I sleep in my car because okay. that way your body has time to, you know, you're outside, you're getting fresh air, your body warms up. And so that's what I do to get to break it up and get out of there.
Yeah. And so like how many hours do you like, you know, keep running and then take a break?
So I'm a changer of my shoes every about 5 hours or so as well. So I usually try to keep going for as long as I can and not have to sit. Last year when I did the 72 hour, I did this with wonderful gal who she and I kind of pushed each other. And I was sitting down at one point and she scolded me and she said, "Are you going to sleep?" I said, "No." She said, "If you're not sleeping," and I'm going to quote her now, she says, "If you're not sleeping, then you get your ass up and you keep moving." So that's what I did. So, and I've carried that since, that if you're not stopping to be productive, meaning changing your shoes or you're actually going to go to sleep, then you keep moving forward.
Awesome.
And that,
so how many pairs of
really
shoes do you bring with you to the dome?
Probably about three or four.
Okay. And
same
you just try to change
same brand,
every 5 hours?
Same shoe. Yep. Yeah, every 5 hours, change the shoes and the socks.
That's a good idea. I like that thought.
I learned that. The very first 24-hour I did was back on my feet in Philadelphia. It was in July. It was 97 degrees. And I did not know about changing the shoes and the socks. My feet were fried after that. That was my very first 24 hour. And so ever since that, which that was, I think that was either 2014 or 15. Ever since that race, I've always changed my shoes and my socks every anywhere between 4 to 6 hours.
So you go one direction for 4 hours and then you flip and go the other direction? Is that how it works?
Yep, they do the turnaround. Yep. Bill is big on the turnaround and breaking it up so you're not always going in the same direction. So they will give you a heads up, and then at the top of the hour, Bill and Mike go out there and they have the little sign and they...
So they have the sign and they just kind of tell you to flip around and go the other way?
Yep. Well, it says turn. and they make a
Oh.
big production about you turning around.
Okay. Does everybody do the Camille Heron where you go around the cone the opposite way?
No, some do, and some just dance around it or just go around.
There you go. That is
Just depends on
awesome.
how long you've been doing it.
Yeah, no kidding.
After so many days, you're like done with the turnaround.
Yep. So last year you did the 72-hour, right?
I did, yep.
So what was the biggest difference? I mean, it's only 24 more hours, but what was the biggest difference, do you think?
Well, I feel like I was really prepared, and I think the biggest difference for me was sleep, because in the 48-hour, 24-hour, I don't really sleep as much. In the
Okay.
72, I learned that you definitely have to make sure to get a little bit more sleep, because that first night, I don't think I got anything more than maybe not even an hour. So by Monday night, Bill was like, "Lisa, this isn't 24 hours. You have to lay down." So I think I went down for about 3 hours, and I felt so much better. And eating, making sure that you're putting enough nutrition and eating solid food. Because sometimes I've had my stomach issues in races, and so sometimes I'll go with just doing more liquid stuff. I kind of do whatever works, whatever sticks.
Right.
But with the 72-hour, I had to do solid food. Just like with Swami, I had to end up doing actual food.
So, do they have food at the dome, or do you like order food in, or what do you do?
They do have catered meals that they bring in, but I've been vegetarian for 40 years, but I've had some issues with an autoimmune disease, and so Hashimoto's. So I've had to go, well, not had to, I chose to, because it's made such a difference for me. I've went vegan now, and I went gluten free. So
Okay.
I usually get my own stuff. So last year, my son, who always crews me, he found a pizza place right nearby, and they did gluten free and vegan. So
No
he would go
way.
out and get me stuff.
Oh my
Yeah.
gosh.
Yep.
I'm
And
gonna make sure I
smoothies.
get
I'm
that
a big
address from
smoothie
you.
girl.
Yep.
Oh yeah. When he runs out, he would pick it up for you. He picked up pizza for other people as well.
There's some pizza
Okay.
for
That would be awesome.
and smoothies. I do real well with smoothies, and they have a tropical smoothie nearby, so he goes and gets that as well.
Awesome.
I actually had tropical smoothie at the Duomi. There was a tropical smoothie in Kitty Hawk, and Noah got me one.
It's awesome. Noah's the best. You
He
need
is.
to keep him.
I
You need to keep him. So
absolutely will.
when you're going into 6 days, I mean, what is your approach going to be for 6 days? Because obviously you're adding a couple days here.
I am. Yep, just make sure with the rest thing. I know that's definitely with adding 3 more days, gonna have to sleep. I definitely am gonna take a shower, because that makes a huge difference. At Swami, I had my friend Ron and his wife Penny. They rented a cottage in Kitty Hawk, and we stopped at it. And I was gonna lay down, and I opted to take the shower instead. And the shower kind of rejuvenated me, and that's how I just kept right on going and ended up not
That is a
needing to really
great
sleep. I,
idea. Oh,
yeah,
man.
showers really help.
Okay.
And it
Perfect.
got rid of the soreness in your legs, because sure, I got sore, but that got rid of all that hot water, got rid of all the tension in my legs and such, and I was ready to finish at that point, ready to keep
Yeah.
going.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, like your approach to running is really unique, and you just seem to have this, I don't know, it's like you're really, really confident about what you can do. Where does that come from?
I think just testing myself and being able to see what it just makes me want to find out even more. And I've overcome a few, obstacles in here, and have still been able to keep doing my ultras. In 2018, I actually was in a car accident and broke my pelvis and my knee. And so a lot of people thought I was going to be out of commission at that point. And those that know me know. Like, it was never a question of if I was going to get back to running, it was when. But so many people didn't expect me to come back to it. And I was like, oh, I did everything I could to stay active while I couldn't put any weight on my right side. And as soon as physical therapy started, I was walking. I walked in races, and, you know, I couldn't wait to get back at it. But then I also developed osteoporosis. And so I ended up, within about a 2-year time span after the accident, I had 5 stress fractures and I broke my leg. I
Oh
have
my
a
goodness.
Rod from my knee to my ankle on my right side. So while I'm not as fast as I used to be and probably won't be able to qualify for Boston again, I can go. I have the endurance and I can keep going.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what I've done now is I'm just go for these long events and go to push myself and see what I can do.
But you've got this, that this must have been, so I was commenting to somebody because I was watching you run off in the night and I was like, wow, she's just got this real, it's almost like your feet don't touch the ground because you've got such a quick turnover, but you've got these short steps and it doesn't look like you're running. It looks like you're really, really, really fast walking it or something like that. I was like, Lisa's just got this. It's amazing. I watched you, Lisa, and I was like, it's efficient. She's keeping her heart rate down and she's moving really, really well because your turnover is so quick. I was amazed.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed with the way that you move. And now that I hear that,
Thank you.
You know, you've got all these things that you've overcome, I'm even more impressed because that's really impressive,
Thank
Lisa.
you.
I mean, to be able to overcome all that and still move so efficiently because you're very efficient in the way that you move.
I appreciate that. Well, when after all the stress fractures and the broken leg, my ortho doctor said to me, you know, you got to think about things here, kiddo, or you're not going to end up being able to do anything. And so that's when I started really perfecting the walking. And in all honesty, while I do throw running in there, the walking serves me so much better. And it was funny because James said to me at the finish of Swami, it was either Josh or James, it was one of the J's. They said to me, you know, we watched everybody else and they went high and low. And then we watched you. You were consistent the entire time. And I worked so hard to get consistent, but I achieved it. So
you definitely have achieved a tremendous amount of consistency, and I'm very impressed and jealous of your gait because it's so efficient. It's just you don't waste any movement, and it just like your foot strikes are very quick and off the pavement. I mean, it's very impressive. So I only got to see you for a little bit because you were definitely faster than I was. But I mean, I definitely enjoyed watching you move because I was like, wow, this is so efficient. And then when I found out you were going to be at 6 Days at the Dome, I was like, I told my wife, I was like, okay, I got to get to know Lisa a little bit because I'm going to spend 6 days with her. And I said, and she's going to me a lot, but I'm gonna learn a lot from her. Yeah, I'm still learning this stuff. I tell people, you know, I turned 60 this year, so 6 days is my 60th birthday present to myself. And I've
That's
only
so
been
cool.
Yeah, so this is my 10th full year of ultra running. So I started ultra
Okay.
running in 2014 by going on a 50-mile run for my 50th birthday, and then all of a sudden I found out that there were crazy people who did this for races. So this is how ultra running started, because I was like, I love this. And then I got to be around the community and I was like, oh my God, I don't ever want to go back to, you know, road marathon world, because these are my people, man. This is my tribe. I love these people.
Yes.
You know, because just
agreed.
like you, I mean, you encouraged me so much during Swami's. And I don't even think you'll realize how much just your little, you know, 2-minute spending time and making sure I was okay and giving me the little tip, empty your soft flask before you fill it up with your electrolyte was huge. You know, because I was like, I had never heard the term electrolyte imbalance before. So, yeah. So I'm still, in other words, I'm still learning, Lisa, and I can't wait to learn more from you at Swami's. So that's awesome.
I'm still learning too, Michael. So,
Yeah.
we'll learn together.
It'll be fun. It'll be a fun 6 days in the dome. Do you have anything else that
It
you're doing
will.
this year?
Yes. So I'm doing D3. I'm doing the 24 hours Mother's Day
Okay, cool.
weekend. And then I'm doing the domes. And then I do another 24 hour in October.
And where's that one at? All right, so I'm back with Lisa. This is part of living in the country. Lisa lives out in the country, which is awesome. And sometimes, cell phones don't work, which is okay. So we were talking a little bit about, some of the stuff you've got going on after 6 days in the dome. So what do you have after 6 days?
After 6 days, I go up to Wellsboro and do, it's called Pine Creek Challenge. I usually do the 100K, so I love that race. It's up in the Grand Canyon of PA. So I'll go up and do that one again. And then in October, I have a 24-hour that I do, which is about an hour from my house. It's called Red Barn, and it's on someone's farm, and you're
Oh,
doing a
cool.
mile loop on their farm.
Oh, fun. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's fun, and I love the race directors, Mickey and Brady, that put it on, and that's what draws me back. But the course could be absolutely horrible. And like this past year, it started raining. It starts at 6 o'clock in the evening on a Friday night, and then you go till 6 on Saturday night. And it started raining at like 5:30, and it just kept raining. It rained for about 21 of those 24 hours, and that yard became nothing but a mud pit.
Oh.
And I definitely questioned my sanity. By 8:30 p.m. that evening, I was looking at my Noah and like saying, I want to stop. What am I doing? This is ridiculous. And then he did something for me that was a complete game changer. I didn't think about it, never brought them with me before, but a lot of people had hiking poles, and there's a Walmart right nearby. And so he ran up and got me hiking poles, and that turned the
Well,
race
'cause now
around
you
for
can stay
me.
on your feet. Oh.
I was able to stay upright. I never fell. My shoes stayed on. I don't know how. I was completely covered in mud by the end of that.
Gosh.
But I ended up being second female.
Oh, that's amazing. That is awesome. Wow.
Probably because I just didn't give up.
That's right. There is definitely no quitting you. That is one thing that
No,
is
there's
becoming
not.
very apparent. Lisa Georges has does not have a quit button. So that is
No,
awesome.
I don't. I
That is
don't.
awesome. You've overcome so much. It is so inspiring just to listen to you because
Thank
there's
you.
just no quit in you. And I'll bet your kids have it in them too.
They do. Yeah, they absolutely do. I'm so proud of all five of them. And yeah, they definitely have their mother's work ethic. And yeah, they go after what they want. And I'm proud of all of them.
That's awesome. It's so exciting. So exciting. I'm really looking forward to getting to know you a little bit more up in 6 days. So feel free to slow down a couple times and run a couple laps with me.
I absolutely will. I
I want to
absolutely
learn how
will.
to be as efficient at the walk as you are. 'Cause like I feel like I've
Okay,
got a
I'll
strong
try to teach
power
you.
walk, but you're phenomenal. I mean, I was telling somebody,
Oh, thank
I
you.
used to think I had a really strong power walk, and then I saw Lisa, and then I'm like, I got work to
Oh,
do, man. I got a lot of work to do. So, yeah, it's amazing. And what I'm
you.
just Lisa, I'm so impressed by what you've gone through and what you've overcome, not just physical, but just the mental stuff of marriage breaking up and still continuing to raise five kids and do it very, very well. That takes somebody with a lot of grit, and you've got a lot of grit.
Oh, thank you. I do. I absolutely do. Yeah, my kids are my absolute everything. And yeah, you can't give up, not for them. So you
No.
got to keep on pushing. And that's exactly what I did. And like I said, I'm so proud of them. My oldest is 31. He'll be 32 in June. He's a manager at a brewery and doing really well. And then my daughter, 27, and she's out in Salt Lake City at the moment. She's a horticulturist, so she'll be back in Colorado in the spring. She
Okay.
works on a flower farm, But right
Cool.
now she's working at a resort and being able to snowboard in the off season. So that's what her
That's not a
passion is.
bad thing to do, man. That's not a bad thing at
No.
all. So that is
No, and then
awesome.
my other daughter's a chef, and she has her own business as well. She works for a restaurant, and then she does her own baking business on the side.
Cool.
And then my
That's
twin,
awesome.
Noah, is a landscaper, and he also is about a year away from finishing up his degree, his business IT bachelor's degree. He already has his associate.
Perfect.
And
That's
my
awesome.
Geordie is an engineer.
Wow. That's awesome. You've got quite the family. I'm really,
I
really,
do.
really impressed. Yeah, that is
Thank you.
awesome.
Thank
That
you.
is
I'm so proud of
awesome.
them.
Yeah. So the name of the podcast is Living an Ultra Life. When you hear living an ultra life, what's kind of the first thing that pops into your head?
Me.
There you go.
Me.
That is
Yep.
awesome.
Because that's, I love ultra running. That's all I do anymore is ultras. I don't do any of the smaller things anymore. I only do ultras, and I just love everything about it. And after doing this Swami, it just made me love it even more because I was amazed at what I accomplished. I mean, I knew I'd finish and I had an idea of when I would finish. I surpassed that and finished way earlier than I had ever expected. I thought I would finish
Yeah.
kind of about where you were, like either Wednesday night or Thursday morning. I was thinking anywhere between 3.5 days to 4 days. So the fact that I did it, right under 3 days was wow.
It's just
Okay.
simply phenomenal. Simply phenomenal. I mean,
I was
so
pleased.
proud of how efficiently you move throughout the thing. Because, I mean, James or Josh, whichever one said it, nailed it. I mean, you were just so consistent in the way that you moved throughout. I mean, it was awesome. You did a great job of managing everything. And kudos to Noah too, because it takes a lot to crew a person in something like that. So, please
Yes.
tell him, for me, he did a fantastic job. And
Yeah, I can't do it with these things without him. He was amazing. And he also, we had, he was almost 12, 11 and three quarters, a black lab who was fighting bone cancer for the past year. And the Saturday before we left, or the Saturday that we left for Virginia, he wasn't doing so well. He started vomiting. Well, I went off and did the race and did not know, but Sunday our pup took a turn for the worse. And on Monday, when I made it to the lighthouse, our pup crossed the rainbow bridge. And Noah didn't want to tell me because he wanted me to focus. And so he didn't tell me until Wednesday night, after I finished and after I slept and ate and such. So
Oh,
yeah, he
Lisa,
is pretty
what a
amazing.
treasure.
Yeah.
Wow, what an
Yeah.
amazing young man. That is
Yeah,
so
because
sweet of him to hold that in.
he wanted
Wow.
me to focus. He knows what it takes for me to do what I do, and he didn't want me to be distracted.
Wow. That may be the best story I have heard out of all of Swami's. Because, I mean, that
Yeah,
just
he's pretty awesome.
shows the care and the love he has for you and the knowledge he has of what it takes to do these silly things that we do. That's amazing,
Oh,
Lisa. Wow.
yes,
Please be
it
sure
is.
to give him a big hug for me. That's
I will.
phenomenal.
I
I
will.
am so impressed. I'm more impressed with him. After getting to talk to him at that one little, where he was waiting for you, I was like,
Yeah.
this dude knows it, man. I mean, but
He does.
yeah, I'm
He absolutely
so
does. He knows
impressed.
it inside and out.
Lisa, thank you so much for spending a little time with me. And I'm serious. I
Thank
am
you.
looking so forward to spending a little time with you at 6 days at the Dome. It's going to be an absolute blast.
It is. I look forward to celebrating your birthday with you.
That'll be fun. We'll have to do a birthday cake at
I
some
will.
point. So yeah, well,
You know
that's
what?
what
I'll
I'm
have
making
to
for my
have.
wife tomorrow is a gluten-free birthday cake. So we'll have to figure out how to get a
Oh, happy
gluten-free
birthday.
cake. Yeah.
Well, I think I can do that. My daughter is a baker.
Oh,
I may
that's
just have to
right.
have her bake one.
Oh, that would be phenomenal. That would be phenomenal. That would be so much fun. So, yeah, that is awesome. Lisa, thank you so
And she's
much. And
vegan, so she does the vegan and gluten-free too.
perfect. There you go. All right. We'll have a
Yep.
party.
There
It'll
we
be a
go.
6-day party. It'll be awesome.
That's it.
Lisa,
It
thank
will
you
be
so
fun.
much for spending time with me. This has been so phenomenal. And like I said, I'm so impressed by everything that you've overcome and what you've made of yourself. You're a phenomenal human being.
Oh, thank you, Michael. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. All right, so I will see you in June.
I'll see you in June.
Thanks for listening. Really appreciate you guys. We'll see you next time on Living an Ultralife.